As you can see, it's height adjustable, and we can change the angle to whatever Steve wants it at. You know, it's cutting edge.
So how does it work?
It uses a very simple interface that scans through the alphabet and selects each letter one at a time. I mean, using this technique, the professor can expect to write about 4 words per minute.
Good. Better than one a minute.
Yes, and what I've done is taken the components from a telephone answering system, actually, to convert the written text into synthesized speech. I mean, the voice sounds a little bit robotic, but should we give it a try?
Great.
There's a clicker.
Right hand.
There you go. Welcome to the future.
My name is Stephen Hawking.
It's American.
Is that a problem?
Oh my goodness, well, is there another voice?
That's the only one they have at the moment.
I think it's great.
I heard there are new voices.
Of course, there are. Let me get the software loaded. Hold on, Stephen. Hold on. And there.
My name is Stephen Hawking.
But it's still American.
Oh, wait. There, try it now.
My name is... Oh, fuck it. I hate them all.
Well, let's see. Try that one.
My name is Stephen Hawking.
Very nice. Any others?
Well, let's see.
I'm tired. Okay. My name is... Oh my. I like this.
Try that one.
Let me try something.
Well...
Stephen, you are the most, brilliant man that has ever lived. Ooh, let me go on. Wait. Your books are The Last Word on Cosmology and the Meaning of Life.
Very
on
nice.
Human evolutionary psychology. And the universe, and everything in it. You explain everything so even a layman can understand it.
Very
and yet,
nice.
You are cute too. No wait, Stephen, could I well, you know, touch your dick for you. Rub it against my thigh, just like so. Ooh,
okay,
yes.
Stephen,
here, let me unclasp my garter for you.
That's enough
there.
Now.
Oh yes, rub it against
Stephen,
my thigh, just like
I'm
that.
My next
oh yes. Yes,
Stephen.
I love intelligent men.
Hold on now.
Kiss me, Stephen. Rub your willy against my temporal lobes. Hump my leg,
Stephen,
you bad doggy doctor. There is no God. There is no God. There is no God. There is. Oh, yes.
I understand.
There, right there behind my knee.
We'll try some.
There's the God. Hello, God. Good God. Let me rub it against the trail mix show. We eat you.
Any others?
I'll be back with just me.
Split the breezes, you mule hip cayuses! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree! It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix!
Work is cattle eat more. Light as a feather, singing my cattle call. Oh, I'm brown as a fairy from riding the prairie, and I sing with an old western drawl.
Until we are Stephen. Alone, Stephen, I will make your history of time be in your briefs.
Stephen.
Does a black hole hold any meaning when the hole is aiming toward a dark tunnel?
Naughty boy, let me clean your glasses.
I think I may have a new theory of Stephen's inner universe. Do you like my corset, Stephen? Let's have a mother look at that little monster we like to call the Professor's secret pocket, shall we, Stephen? Why, Dr. Hawking, is this discovery going to make it into the classroom? Are we feeling a bit horny, Stephen? Are you coming? Let me turn your wheelchair on. Oh yes, yes, I hear a song coming on.
Stephen! Stop that.
I miss fixing all them cars so good.
I miss
giving good service and good gas prices to a community that deserves so much.
Yeah, but...
We sold the gas station.
We sold the gas station. Look at that sunset. Where'd you, Rosetta?
Oh, Barry, it's just so nice. Well, we sure showed them, though, didn't we?
We sure showed them. Retirement.
Nothing like it.
Hey, this is Pinecone Pete. I just thought I'd let you guys know that I've gotten together with my old buddy Bruce Woodside. We haven't played together synthesizer music in at least 16 to 20 years. And so it's fun to get together with him again and start practicing and just playing music for the fun of it. I've been recording some of the little jam sessions we've been doing, and here's one of them for this week's Trail Mix. Enjoy. Uzima.
Doll, you never show me nothing but kindness. She would say, I know how sad you get. And some days I still get that way, but it gets better, it gets better, It gets better, sweetie, it gets better, I promise you. And you tell me, you tell me. Your heart is a muscle, the size of your fist. Keep on loving, keep on fighting, and hold on, and hold on. Hold on for your life. Dean built a cabin in the woods to live in. For years, terrifying, no one kept him up at night. With a 12 gauge under his pillow, he's living in Boston now, going to art school. I forgive him, I forgive him. Hell, I'll admit it, I'm proud of him. Serena's an architect and a carpenter. She's such a feminist, she says she isn't one. Because goddamn, my gender shouldn't matter. Motorcycle flies through the streets of Providence. Dabs in the warehouse district. The paid job is as stunning as her knowledge of medieval building techniques. Your heart is a muscle, the size of your fist. Keep on loving, keep on fighting.
Straight to his parents' cabin and put a bullet in his head. Your heart is a muscle, the size of your fist. Keep on loving, keep on fighting, and hold on, and hold on. Hold on for your life.
I actually wrote this is going to sound silly, but I wrote the bass line of it, which is the key to the song, or the foundation of the song. I wrote the bass line when I was on the toilet. And I have a great sound in the toilet, and I always sing in the toilet. And it was a particularly long visit. And so I kind of wrote the bass line, and then came up with the lyric "Out of a Lonely Heart" and just evolved from there.
Let's try that again. Hear this one.
Pull yourself. You always leave your wife stinking up the furniture. Poop your wealth. The bowel movement you make. Take your pants down, smelly boozer. Now pee yourself. You are the mess you make. You and poop, and that's the stony way. Shake, shake yourself. You're every shit you take. So's the glory hole, owner of a smelly fart. Owner of a smelly fart. Much wetter than a owner and a smelly fart. A boner and a smelly fart. Say you don't want to chance it. You've been squirted before. Watch it now. The jiggle of the pie. How it's dancing one and only. You pinch your loaf. No, not for titty's sake. There's no real reason to be smelly. Pee, pee yourself. Give your willy a chance. You got to want to pee now. Owner of a smelly fart. Owner of a smelly fart. Much wetter than owner of a smelly fart. Owner of a smelly fart. Inspiration on the toilet. Owner of a smelly fart.
I can do a solo guitar like my ass.
A little bit, but I think we got something here.
Oh, boy. Oh, man, there's no toilet paper.
It is for a friend.
Of course it is. That's what they all say.
I'd say, oh no, why does it show? come then. Is that all right, Jim?
After a long, hard day of rustling cattle, roping steer, breaking in a new Mustang, feeding the chickens, slopping the hogs, fetching the kids from school, and making the wife feel like a woman, it's nice to just kick back with a cold one, kick off my boots, tune in the radio on Thursday nights from 5 to 8 p.m. for Chip Colquhart's Out of the Woods. He plays the kind of music I can get a stirrup on. Mostly acoustic, mostly stuff you can't find anywhere else, not even in New Hampshire. And that's all right here in Henniker on WNEC-FM.
Honey, supper's on!
Well, we're just that much closer to feeling like a man. Hoo-wee! I'm coming, honey.
Dum-de-dum-dum-de-dum-dum-dum. Now, Bessie, calm down. Calm down, Bessie. We're almost done. Almost done milking for another day. And then it's back to doggy dreaming. Nice. My goodness. Look out the window. Why, Bessie? Is that who I think it is? Is that... goodness, look at that. Is that our president? Is that President Obama coming this way?
Dumpy, Pete, Dumpy, Dumpy, Dumpy. Hello, I'm calling Pete. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I'm just surprised you're here. I mean, you've got so many things with Israel and now with I mean, good grief. What are you doing here at the Pinecone Radio Station?
Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No. Go ahead.
I'd like to know more about pirate radio.
Oh, doesn't everybody? Go ahead. Shoot away.
Thank you. Now, let me be perfectly clear. I think pirate radio is great. Michelle and the girls watch all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies all the time.
Well, it's not quite the same thing, but I appreciate that. I like the skulls and crossbones, don't you?
First of all,
yes.
Are there any felons? The record shows for Pinecone Radio.
Oh, no. There's not any felons that work for us that I can think of. Let me think. Well, there's... No, none at all.
Are they Nazi members who man the mics now or then?
Nobody mans the mics that's a Nazi. No, not even then or now. No.
Okay, good.
No. Yeah.
Do you ever broadcast over Bakersfield commercial stations? And if so, how does it make you feel?
No, we never step on any Bakersfield stations or even Santa Clarita or even Taft or anything like that because we're just too far away from these places. And even if we did, how does it make me feel? I don't know. There's some really lousy country stations and talk radio stations that come from those places anyway, so I guess I wouldn't feel too bad, but I feel pretty good that way, you know, not stepping on anybody, so.
Now let there be no mistake. I am not here to shut you down. On the contrary, Joe Biden and I often dress up as pirates for Halloween. We even sing the Disneyland Pirate song to our owners when we tuck them in at night.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that. That's nice. Yo ho, yo ho. That's sweet. What a nice bedtime song.
Okay, next question.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware that there are other stations with the call letters KONE?
Oh, yes. Somebody locally told me that. There are other stations out there with the call letters KONE.
And if so, are you aware that it might hurt their feelings to see both share the same call letters?
Would it hurt their feelings that we share? No, I doubt it.
Are you aware that other pirate radio stations in Pine Mountain Club have mysteriously disappeared over the years?
Oh, yes. There have been a couple that have disappeared over the years. Nothing malicious. I think Rosetta and Barry had one. And the only reason I think they shut down was because they got tired of it and they sold it to somebody here. And there was a New Age station playing really nice mellow music. Kind of inspired me to the kind of music I like to play at nighttime when I get everything going right. And that's about it, really. Yeah, they're, but I think they just moved out of town or something like that.
And again, I'm not asking these questions because we live in a dictatorship. On the contrary, the Clintons and I often listen to obscure folk music and such on shortwave radio whenever we are campaigning in rural areas all over this great country of ours.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you'd have time, but I suppose when you're traveling a lot, something you can listen to on those buses, I guess, huh?
Pete, if I may be so bold, may I also ask you why your barn smells like cow poop?
Because we're in a barn, President.
I see. So you broadcast your radio shows from a barn with cow poop?
Yes, you're right.
Okay, well then I think I'm finished there. You know, I really like your music. I was listening to it on the way up when you called the Eskers.
Yes, the Eskers. That's probably one of the best places to listen to Pinecone Radio. Thank you, sir.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Indeed. Especially like that Muslim cat Stevens.
Oh, he's great. I love him. You know, I named my cat after him. His Muslim name is Yusuf, and I named my cat that because my cat's a cat, like Cat Stevens, and also because my cat has leukemia, and Cat Stevens had leukemia when he was a kid. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah. And by the way, yeah. I also enjoyed Chip Colkert's Out of the Woods.
Oh, so do I. Chip is great. Out of the Woods, and he also does a show called Mountain Bluegrass. Wonderful man, and wonderful shows. He just plays the best music.
Frederick Moe's Radio Thrift Shop.
Oh, yes, Frederick Moe's Radio Thrift Shop, another great show. I agree.
Those that had wacky fellows, Byron, Werner, and Donovan, and Suit, and the Rural War Room show.
Oh, yes, Donovan and Byron, and Rural War Room. I agree. Them too.
I mentioned I love rural communities and their pirate radio stations.
Well, I hope so.
The show does. The kids do. On that new show, Toppers. Yes, Toppers.
Yes, Toppers.
Funny, funny fellow, the man with the list. You know, I think his name is. Yes, yeah. I feel sorry for Gail.
I feel sorry for Gail, too, his wife. She seems to be doing all the grocery shopping while he's in the tub making funny shows. But I love Gail, too. I love Toppers. And that's our latest show. I think that's our main staple here.
His wife? Well, she must work hard. Hopefully she's getting food stamps.
I would hope so. That would help her and him, yeah.
Well, nice talking with you, buddy.
Thank you.
If you hear from me again, it will be through some from my bureaucratic nonsense. You really are appreciated, you know.
Oh. And
thanks for keeping your station commercial free.
Well, of
course. Maybe less of the trail mix shows, my only suggestion.
What? Less trail mix shows? why is that?
I heard one fuck in the last one.
Oh, I'm sorry. We tried to not have any in this one, but you just put one in there, so.
Goodbye. God bless the United States of America. One more thing. Yeah. I heard John Anydep is filming another pirate movie.
Oh, he is? Another pirate movie. Good for Johnny. Good for Johnny Depp. That's great to hear.
Maybe you can ask Stephen Hawking to be in it.
Hey, Thank you. That's very funny. Good to see you, President Obama. Come by anytime you'd like. That was wonderful. Ah, Bessie, we're done milking, too. Thank you. And, gee, a visit from the president. What can you say?
The radio station is awesome.
Which one?
Pine Cone Radio.
Pine Cone Radio is what
Thank
I'm talking
you.
About.
Now I've been here for 20 minutes. Fix it.
Can I put it all together in one?
Yeah, we'll do a new one.
Okay.
What kind of station are you running
Ready?
Here?
Okay,
Come
yeah.
On,
Pine Cone
it.
Radio is awesome.
It's annoying, isn't it? Fix it.
Looking at pictures on Facebook of your ex-girlfriend at 3 in the morning. Never helped anyone, never helped anyone, never helped. Getting so drunk you fall over, singing up a lamppost at 2 in the morning. Never helped anyone, never helped anyone, never helped. Cause it's so pure, you can hardly taste it. Oh, it's so pure, you can hardly taste it. Going to parties with friends who are friends of friends at 1 in the morning. Never helps anyone, never helps anyone, never helps. 11 o'clock in the pub, drinking everything in sight, but still not getting drunk, no. Never helped anyone, never helped anyone, never helped. Oh, it's so pure, you can hardly taste it. Oh, it's so pure, you can hardly taste it. So just hold on, when the party's over and all your friends are going home with their girlfriends to their double beds. Yeah, just hold on. Looking at pictures on Facebook of your ex-girlfriend at 3 in the morning. Never helped anyone, never helped anyone, never helped me.
It's me, George W. I just dropped by to tell you not to listen to goddammit, you know, Osama bin Barak in Iraq.
Well, I just did, but thanks anyway, George W.
Listen to your gut and Halliburton.
Listen to my gut and Halliburton. I'll take that, keep that in mind. Thank you, sir.
And you will be okay. Okay, gotta go.
Oh, boy, that was quick. I guess he just didn't want to be asked a lot of questions. Good old George.
can see it now. The distant red neon shivered in the heat. I was feeling like a stranger in a strange land. You know where people play games with the night. God, it was too hot to sleep. I followed the sound of a jukebox coming from up the levee. All of a sudden I could hear somebody whistling from right behind me. I turned around and she said, "Why do you always end up down at Nick's Cafe?" I said, I don't know. The wind just kind of pushed me this way. She said, "Hang the rich."
The last time we saw Robin, he was still at Jonathan Winter's house, still playing it for laughs.
Reverend Ainsley, my hands are arthritic, as you can tell.
Well, just consider them not his hands anymore, but his paws. Be ready to do this. Get a little cat tree. Don't be afraid. Say yes, yes. Don't be afraid. I'm going to put my hands on your head now.
No, but they're in my hands. Why would you put your hand on my head?
Because
there's nothing matter with my
head. It's a two-shot. Go with me. It's a two-shot. Work with me now. Work with me, demon spirit, Bobby. Get the extra.
Look at my hands. They're straight out. They're straight out.
Now you can serve things. Now you can serve things. Go table for two. Table for two.
No, but I can't get them back that way. How do you get them back for
Look. horrible. This is called mime syndrome. A tendency to be in a box for no reason for horrible long periods. Tendency to walk against the wind when there is no wind. Won't you please help? A mime is a terrible thing to waste.
You heard what he said. Mime is a terrible thing to waste.
Look at this.
This also means surrender.
So it's a basic Egyptian army training course. Okay, ready? Drop gun? Again. One more time. Drop gun? Again. Drop gun? Again.
God,
all this money.
I was born where the rivers run. Native blood runs through my veins. I was born where the eagles come, waiting till the winter fades. I was born an endangered son. I was spared by mother's dream. I was saved by the power of love. I was snatched from the fire of greed. Great river road, justice rule. Let it roll in your down. Healing flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Gray river road, but justice flow. Let it roll and it roll down. Gray river road, but healing flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Waiting on the other side.
eternal home for ancient eternal bomb for ancient. There's eternal bomb for the ancient. Let it flow now. Let it blow.
To my regular voice again, friends. I may sound like a robot from some bad Japanese anime cartoon, but at least it sounds like I have balls again. Thank you for putting up with my arrested development, my immature midlife crisis, and all that. I really just want to write books and be invited to the Playboy Mansion now and then. Oh, dot dot the god question again. Look. I'll say it one last time. We are simply a small planet that revolves around a very ordinary star. Aside from the fact that we have these amazing eyeballs and animal and plant life, we really are nothing more than computers. I mean, listen to my goddamn voice. And computers do not live on in some fairy tale land when they are traded in at Best Buy. No. But, and please quell the chicken soup for the soul music here. We do live. And where there is life, there is hope. And where there is hope, there is this planet. And where there is this planet that revolves around this stupid ordinary star, there is the ability to do things. Like what I am doing now. Okay, that's it. Don't be afraid of the dark. If you cannot be afraid of the dark, and not believe in fairy stories, and not think you are anything more than a computer, you'll be okay. 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 Now let us go out there and write some cakes or whatever. Thanks, and that concludes this Trail Mix show. Pirates. Ha! I ain't afraid of no pirates.
Pima Community College. Happy trails to you, brother.